All right. So we're going to deal with what happens if people aren't paying you, your clients aren't paying you. Oh, not the most exciting topic in the world, but it definitely has to be dealt with. So again, really 90% of your success with people continuing to pay you is in the setup. You must make sure that as they're joining, while they're joining, it's very clear that what your policy is for payments. It's very clear how payments are going to happen. It's clear what happens if they miss their payment. Everything's clear in their minds. For example, if they're starting a payment plan, you are going to want to verbally tell them that by starting this payment plan, they are committing to make all the payments, as well as we actually send a legal document that just, you know, lays out in legal terms that you're agreeing to make these payments and, you know, pretty much no matter what. So there's that in place. And just by having someone sign that is a very powerful force, really, in their conscious and subconscious minds. So you want to get this set up very clear. Another thing I have noticed that does help people, especially if they're on payment plans, because if your customers are paying you in full, no worries, it's fine. I mean, you want to be clear if you do have a refund policy, you want to make that very clear. At this point in time, we're actually not offering refund policies for our high-end programs. We've found that it really helps people's level of commitment, because if someone joins and they're kind of in the back of their mind thinking, oh, I might, you know, wiggle out of this, it kind of creates a weaker energy field for the group versus if everyone's there, knows 100%, they're totally in, they can't back out, they're not going to get a refund. There's a very strong, a much stronger level of dedication and involvement we've noticed. So that's not to say, you know, we won't change that again in the future. We've tried different things and you need to do what works for you. But if there is a refund policy and they pay in full, you need to make sure that that policy, that length of time is very clear. Clear as in send them a PDF document stating these things, your terms and conditions in very clear, simple terms, and have them sign it. Either sign it and send it to you or scan it to you, or we use, there's lots of different electronic signature services you can use. We've in the past used EchoSign. We're now using CudaSign. There's many others and they are wonderful. So clear terms and conditions. Now, what I was going to tell you a moment ago is that if someone's doing a payment plan with you, interestingly enough, if you let them create their own payment plan, meaning you keep the total of the program the same, let's say it's $2,000, and you say, okay, what type of payment plan do you want to do? How do you want to break those payments up, right? And they tell you, you know, I could do $200 a month and I could break it up over 10 months. That's great. Awesome. You know, and because they came up with that themselves, because you gave them the authority and flexibility to create their own plan, they're pretty likely to stick to it. I've noticed that when they create their own plan, there's kind of a functionality that happening in their mind that because they created it, they are more dedicated to sustain it. So that can definitely work as well. Now, after that's all said and done, yes, there's probably going to be some people who miss their payments, something happens, whatever. So after lots of trial and error, here is the kind of current protocol we have, is that, you know, life happens, we love our people, we believe in them, we are here for them, and we understand. So what we do is if something happens, what we'll do is we have a credit card processing software that allows us to create a new date for their next payment. So what we'll do, let's say the first of the month it's due, they can't make it, there's some sort of situation in their life that's challenging, they need some time to get back on their feet, that's fine. What we'll do is we'll just delay it 30 days. So we will set the next payment charge in the calendar for 30 days from then. So, you know, March 1st. And they'll make their payment. I've found that that's a really good thing to do, because rather than canceling their payment or creating a new one, which by the way causes a lot of hassle and isn't very convenient and can cause a lot of mess, it's nice because it's keeping their commitment. You're not canceling anything. You're not recreating a different plan. You're just simply deferring payment 1 month. Yeah. So it's nice to do in some occasions when people need it. And it's also not going to be a huge hassle for you. Now, depending on what type of payment processing you use, I'm not positive. I'm thinking possibly, though, PayPal can allow you to also change their next payment date, because we do have some people who use PayPal. And if you use another server, you want to look into that. It's a really nice method to use. And also, you want to make sure to get in touch with them immediately when their payment fails. You do not want to let this slide. You want to catch it right away, and you want to email them so they know that you're aware and you're holding them accountable, and you know they're not just going to get away with not paying you for the rest of their course. And you want to work out an arrangement with them. So if they don't get back to you right away, email them again. No problem. Just keep contacting them. And in 99% of cases, especially if you keep contacting them, they're going to get back to you. So cooperation, giving people some leeway is a really good method to use. And I just want to make sure it's noted as well that when you email them, you want to email them with respect and hold them in a high regard. You don't want to look down upon them or make them feel bad or shameful for not being able to make the payment. You know, and you also want to see them in their highest light, to see them as a solid person who, you know, is going to get it together and make their payment. So you want to email them and say, you know, look, I know you're very dependable, very integrous person, and I know you're going to pull this off. We trust you. It's going to work out. We'll delay it 30 days, and so you can kind of get things together and keep studying your course, because it's going to really help you. Especially this next month. So study even more, you know, encourage them. Even if it's not directly for income generating your course, if it's for any type of personal development that's empowering and strengthening, it's a really great time for them to delve in deeper. So encourage that, see them in high regard, and definitely speak to them with high regard. And you should be fine. It's all in the setup. Make sure it's clear. Make sure they sign something. Make sure they're clear. And, you know, if anything happens, the best thing to do is just be on it right away, be on top of it, and just delay it 30 days. Okay? So have fun in the land of business and generating income and sales and just kind of the businessy side of things. It's going to work out great, and it's great fun. So much love and many blessings.